Coming up on TMS PM, the eyes have it.
We should review some apps today.
How about your Twitter questions and more on this episode of The Morning Stream PM.
This is The Morning Stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to TMS PM. Just like Scott Fletcher said, it is Friday, May 17th, 2019. I'm Scott. He's Brian. Hello.
I am, and you are. I am currently arranging apps in my folders so that I know which ones are for App Slappy.
Oh, well, there you go then. That's a good idea. You organize better than me. I wouldn't even think of doing
that. Well, I don't know. I mean, I try,
yeah,
but I don't always succeed, Scott.
I think you succeed and try. Hey, we didn't talk about Robert Pattinson being the new Batman. Should we at least mention that?
Let's talk about the foot-faced elephant in the room, shall we?
I wondered how quick we'd get foot-face out of the way. I feel like people are like kind of anti the whole thing just because he's Robert Pattinson and because he was in the vampire thing.
Twilight, yeah.
And as soon as I started hearing people talking smack, I went, well, now hold on, because I remember when Michael Keaton was the worst idea ever until he wasn't. And I remember when Heath Ledger was the worst idea ever until he wasn't. Like, this happens all the time. And sometimes it's bad, but most of the time you need to kind of see it before you can judge. So right. I'm going to wait and see. Just kind of, you know, see what's going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's so hard to know what that's going to be like, because I think the only thing I've ever seen him in is the Twilight movies. And I don't know. Has he been in? I mean, he's been in other things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anything I've seen?
Maybe not. Probably there's a bunch, not. Whole bunch of movies, but stuff you and I have seen, nah, not really.
A lot of YA stuff.
I always heard he just smelled bad, like he didn't shower a lot. I think that's still true.
I thought that was Kristen Stewart. She was the one who said that he smelled bad.
I don't know now that you say it. Let's actually look it up. Robert.
You're going to look up, does Robert Pattinson smell bad?
Let's see.
Please tell me the first thing you get is Google Answers.
Well, here's a bunch of, so there's a ton of stuff he's in that we've not seen.
Oh, of course he was in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. That's right. He was, right. Yes.
He was the one that got killed in that.
He was the one that got killed, right.
And Hermione was way into him or something.
Right, exactly.
But
she was on Team Cedric.
And that was pre-Twilight. Everything after that feels like it was colored by Twilight, but he did other stuff like Water for Elephants and Queen of the Desert and Map to the Stars, and I don't know any of these. The Lighthouse,
Map
the King.
To the Stars?
Yeah.
Not Fault Stars, it was something called Map.
Map to the Stars, it says.
Map to the Stars.
And it starred Julianne Moore.
Maybe that's not a movie. Maybe he just stood on street corners in Hollywood offering maps to the stars' homes.
That's a very good idea. I like it. It looks like a movie where she's just sort of in a yoga pose here. Let's see. Julianne Moore, Mila Wachowski, John Cusack, Evan Bird, Olivia Williams, and Robert Pattinson. Never heard any of this. So. Anyway, the guy's busy is the point, and he's got work done, and now he's Batman, so it'll be fine. Everyone just wait and see. It probably won't be fine. It might be terrible. I don't know. But we should wait and see how it goes, right?
That's all we can do is just kind of give it a chance and just see.
See if it's okay.
See if it's okay. I keep seeing these. It's funny, the tweets that have a lot of Robert Pattinson photos.
Mm.
There's a bunch with Michael Keaton photos in there, too, and I'm wondering what the deal is with that.
Oh, I don't. Oh, yeah, I know what it is. People want it to be Batman 2099 or whatever it is.
Okay, good. So, like, turning over the suit. See, that would be amazing. That would be great.
That's what people want, but I don't know if they're going to get that, because that's not even rumored. Right now, that is just pure fan wish.
Exactly.
That would be cool, though, right? Makes sense. He'd be young enough to be the replacement Batman. You got Michael Keaton all gray and cool looking for old aging Batman. That would be... Oh, no, Beyond is what it's called. Batman Beyond. That's a great...
Batman Beyond.
Great
okay.
cartoon. Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Yeah, the Marvel is the stuff that had the 2099, which was... mostly garbage. Yeah. With the exception of Spider-Man 2099, which was a little bit better. But
were those comics or were those just animated? What were those?
They were comics. Oh. There was an X-Men 2099 that was just garbage.
Yeah.
I bought the first issue thinking, oh, this is going to be so cool. And I think I made it halfway through and I said, yeah, all right, well, this goes in a sleeve in case something amazing happens in the future with it being, the first appearance of a character that does take off. But
wow. Yeah. I don't think I saw any of that. In fact, until the Spider-Verse thing, I didn't even get the joke until then.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah. Someone had to tell me. I think Nick or somebody told me.
Yeah, I remember playing, it was one of the Spider-Man video games that had 2099 as a playable character. It was the one where you bounce around between Noir, Spider-Man 2099. You bounce around between a couple different eras.
It's older
game, yeah.
I don't remember what that one would have been.
Spider-Man Dimensions.
That's it. That's totally it.
Spider-Man Dimensions.
That was a PS3, Xbox 360 era game.
Exactly. And I'm trying to remember what the other... Who was the other? Shattered Dimensions. So you had 29... Oh, you guess you had regular Spider-Man. And then you had... Shattered Dimensions. That's
Shattered.
What it was.
Yep. There it is.
Yeah. And I'm trying to figure out, like... you had Neil Patrick Harris... Josh Keaton. So Amazing Spider-Man, Spider-Man Noir, Spider-Man 29. Oh, and Ultimate Spider-Man. Okay, that was the fourth one.
Oh, okay.
It was just good old symbiote suit Ultimate Spider-Man.
Looking at the art, it is the one with the almost like the Evel Knievel looking on the front of that thing. Is that the 2099 guy?
The very front one on the left side with the blue, with the red. Jiggity-jaggity logo thing. Basically, the only Spider-Man ever that didn't have some sort of white...
Yeah, he doesn't have any eye-eyes. It's just like a...
He doesn't have any eye-eyes, yeah. Eye-eyes.
All right. Then you got Spider-Man, and then you got...
And before people write in, I'm sure there were other Spider-Men that didn't have the white eye-eyes.
Oh, yeah. You're guaranteed to have somebody take umbrage with what you just said. It's the internet, after all. I got somebody who's mad at me because I... So... There's 500,000 people signed a petition.
Wait a minute. There's somebody mad at you on the internet, Scott.
I know.
What?
I don't want to shock anybody here, but there's the 500 person signature thing that they did to rewrite Game of Thrones.
Yes. Yeah. With competent writers. Yes.
So I saw that and I went,
bleh.
Bleh. That's all I said. Yeah,
I agree. That's a great sentiment.
Yeah. And actually, I feel that way about petition culture in general.
Yes.
I should make that clear. I think they're oftentimes a waste, and also if you put that kind of work into your local community, you might have a better world to live in. But anyway,
do you remember a time, Scott, when I don't know, we got the fiction that we got and we said, okay, I like it or I don't like it, and let's move on to the next thing, instead of saying, no, I demand that be done better.
Well, who was it? Was it you or someone found the... Who was that? Oh, it was Bo. He found this... 1982 full page ad that a bunch of people took out in I don't know what paper, some national paper, and the whole full page ad was them calling out Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan before it came out, even saying, we understand, we have on a good authority that Spock dies in this, and we are very upset as the fandom of Star Trek, and you should not do this. In fact, here is the alternative you should do or whatever. And then had all these signatures on it in a full page ad. It was basically Reddit 1982.
Wow. And they even put the spoiler right in the ad.
Yeah, that's the other thing. They totally spoiled it. But anyway, this guy
is good authority.
So somebody saw me say bleh and said that that's tantamount to hurling insults at people, which I take issue with. I'm not hurling insults at anybody.
Yeah, like, that is voicing disapproval of the entire the culture of this, you know.
Right.
I don't like The Last Jedi. Do it over.
I'm not saying you're a jerk and a butthole for having a different opinion than me. I think that's great if you have different opinions.
I'm probably doing more by doing the comic book guy voice, honestly.
Yes, I agree. You're more insulting right now than I ever was with the word bleh.
Yeah. Exactly. So bring it on, Twitterati.
That's right. Patrick, Patrick Beja there.
Dear Hamlet, I wish you to rewrite the ending of Hamlet. Or I'm sorry, Shakespeare. Did I say Dear Hamlet?
Yeah, you
Dear
did.
Dear Shakespeare. I was writing my punchline before I got the first part of the joke out.
You're like my mom.
Dear Shakespeare.
My mother said once, she goes, oh, I have a great, have I told you this? She goes, I have a great joke for you. And I go, what? And she goes, what happens when a bunch of people went to see Closed for the Winter? And I said, what? And she goes, oh, no, I've got it wrong. I was supposed to say, how did all the Polish people die at the movie theater, at the drive-in? I said, why? Because they went to see Closed for the Winter. I'm like, Mom, you got to tell it in the other order. You have to say it the other way. It's still a dumb joke, but you can't start with it.
And it might be considered, I mean, I don't know if we have to worry about Polish people with white privilege, but man, how long ago was this that you're?
Oh, this is like high school or something.
Okay. All
right. This is a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah. It was back when we had those little tiny paperbacks called Totally Tasteless Jokes.
Yep. Remember those?
And half of them were blonde jokes and the other half were Polish jokes. I can't even say Polak, even though Polak is appropriate.
Yeah.
I just remember Polak being the, like, used in a derogatory.
Oh, it was super pejorative then. No yeah, question.
Like, how many Polaks does it take to?
And they also had really gross ones in there, like, what happens when you, I don't know, it's what's red and green and spins really fast? A frog in a blender.
Yeah.
Or whatever, like all those stupid jokes.
And that was one of the tamer ones. Actually, next door, crazy neighbor. I can't call him next door neighbor. Crazy neighbor, who I can actually watch mowing his lawn there on the outdoor camera.
Sweet.
It's weird that he's always wearing a Coverville shirt. I don't know whether to be pleased by that or disappointed in the fact that anytime I give him a Coverville shirt, he just uses it when he knows he's going to be perspiring.
He's
a lot.
Doing yard work and sweating through it. Yeah,
exactly. Yep. Exactly. But he says one of his favorite lines is, I'm half Italian, half Polish, so I'm stupid and I'm loud about it.
Wow.
So I was like, all right, well, if you can do it, you can do it. You know, it's you're able to do it.
Well, what's great in the modern day, the Poles are great at video game development. That's like one of their huge things now. So CD Projekt Red's down there behind the studio behind The Witcher and all that stuff. They own goodoldgames.com. Like they're killing it in video games. So I just don't feel like there's too many smart people in Poland, it turns out, and they always kind of were. And so you can't make Polak jokes anymore because we were just wrong about those people. They're fine.
Yeah.
They got it going on.
I don't know where that all started. It was just like, we need to pick a country for all these jokes about stupid people to take place, to be part of.
I'll bet it was a World War II thing.
Probably. Probably.
Because in their mind, like at the time, I remember everybody feeling like Poland just rolled over when Hitler came.
Yeah.
Like they were just like, oh, well, there. Oh, here it is. Polak family surname. I'm trying to find history here, but I can't find it. But that's got to be it, right? Hitler came in and took your stuff without you putting up much of a fight, so you're dumb. Something like that.
Yeah, right.
I may be making that completely up, though.
We had to stop using all the steel, but we could have all the Polish jokes we wanted. Yeah. Mrs. Pumatastic, by the way, says, I'm Italian and Irish. I'm drunk, loud, and always fighting, but my food is fantastic.
Oh, I bet, dude. Oh, that sounds
good. That's a
great
one.
Yeah. Also, I am eating. Today was a big diet day for me. It was really good today.
Oh, good.
I'm starving, so any mention of food is so like, oh, my God. Like, I have these blueberries
here, but
they're just not really working. I had a salad, a nice green, mixed green salad today with Kim's homemade freaking olive oil, something dressing, like super healthy, low-fat dressing thing. And then it had a little bit of chicken in it and something else. Oh, all avocado, like cut fresh avocado, and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
That's lunch. I'm done. That's all I've eaten.
Yeah, did you see somebody found an app? This is basically what you're looking for, open source app that basically lets you choose if you want to do calories or Weight Watchers points.
No, is it in the Discord or something?
It's either in the Discord or they put it on Twitter. They might have put it on Twitter.
I missed
it. It was 2 or 3 days ago.
Okay, whoever that is, at
do
me
it
or
again.
Something. Just at me. I want to see it. I want to see if that's any good or not.
He added you. He outed you, Scott.
No, I mean at me on Twitter. Like, give me a something. Tell me. Show me. Because I can't find this thing.
Yeah.
It's old. 3 days old. I can't find that.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. It disappears.
Somebody find me that. That'd be great. If it's in the DM.
I did put a link in the Discord a couple days ago, though, that is in the Twitter project. I can't tell. Is it Project Skinny Scott or Project Skinny Scott? It's like, do you need to be projected?
No, I was thinking project, but now that you say it, I kind of like project.
Project
Skinny Scott. Yeah, that's not bad.
I put a thing in there. It was a Weight Watchers article that is to eat when you're hungry. Like, basically, oh, here it is. 8 super filling foods you should be eating if you're always hungry.
Is your tummy always grumbling? Incorporate these foods into your snacks and meals for a fast fix.
You found it. Yes, exactly.
Oatmeal, beans, non-starchy vegetables, eggs, avocado, nuts, and brothy soup.
And Greek yogurt.
Oh, I miss Greek yogurt. Yeah, I like all these things. I like these things.
Yeah, there you go. So eat those when you're hungry. And I'm going to go. There's a sub-article in there under the yogurts that says, what's the best tasting yogurt? And they find that Trader Joe's 0% plain Greek yogurt is the best tasting.
Really?
From there. Yeah, they sampled 10 different, really a wide sample, 10 different brands. But
yeah,
I'm going to go get some of that Trader Joe's business tonight.
That sounds all right. We had a Trader Joe's around here. I could do that. This is actually a really good list. Weight Watchers Reimagined. What's that? Is that them? That's just Weight Watchers.
That's just them being saying, hey, we're not we're not Weight Watchers anymore.
We're Weight Watchers Reimagined.
We're WW, and Oprah likes us.
Oprah kind of slingshots, doesn't she? She goes up and down.
Like, she does, yeah.
She'll show up on her show for the first season or for the new season, and she'll be like 9,000 pounds, and then by the middle of the thing, she's all skinny again.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, all right. I'll check that out. For those wondering, Carter had her surgery today. Everything went perfectly. The surgery itself only takes like 15 minutes and like an hour to prep. But she's home. She's wearing big grandma glasses, like big old cataract monster sunglasses. And it hurts. It's like having sandpaper in your eyes. But she will, at the end of this, Brian, have the best vision of anyone in my family. Because we all have either sucky vision or less than perfect. She's going to have 20/20 vision.
That's awesome. And she won't need, obviously, she won't need glasses. I'm guessing she won't need glasses like for close up or anything like that, right?
Nothing.
Just like across the board. Perfect. Oh, great.
I mean, they did say when she hits her 40s, she'll be like the rest of us and start having crappy eyes, but she'll do great all the way up till then. And then she shouldn't, because this isn't LASIK. You don't need re-ups or whatever where you go in and get a tweak because you're falling out or whatever. So it's PRK is the thing. And she did it for two reasons. One, to help her total vision, but also this cornea thing had to be taken care of, and this helped that. So
very good.
She's doing fine. How'd your weigh-in go today?
Everything go okay? Well, this again was a week where I thought I was totally going to gain, because I've gotten out on 2 or 3 bike rides, decent bike rides, but for the most part, with the sinus infection, it's hard to get on the bike and get out there and ride because I can't breathe. I can't breathe. That said, actually lost 1.2. So I am down. Lowest weight so far, down 29.8 pounds from when I started. I'm 0.2 pounds away from being 30 pounds under where I started.
That's really good.
Down. Things have definitely slowed down.
But you know what that is? That's your metabolism is awesome right now. That's what that is.
Yeah, I think so.
You've trained yourself and like gotten to a place where it's like you're on a groove. It's like those keto people. They get into this groove.
Yeah.
And then their body's like, all right, I'm in a new mode. And it just runs at that mode as long as you don't do anything extreme and fall off the wagon and eat a pie one night.
Right. Right.
Like, you're fine.
I even thought, because this is the week I had an eclair in the King Supers parking lot on Mother's Day, because I went to go pick up some stuff for Tina's breakfast, and it's like, I'm having an eclair, damn it. I want an eclair. And
not enough, though. Your body's like, nope, I can handle this. I can handle one of these. I can handle it.
Just one eclair, Brian? Okay, I got this.
No problem.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Well done.
Thank you.
I think you're killing it with that.
And did a little thing today. This is the second week I've done it, but on Fridays at 1 p.m., I looked on the schedule to make sure that neither you or Drew was doing anything at the same time now. Fridays at 1 o'clock, I do a little quick half an hour Coverville episode that is all Guess the Connection. So basically, I play 6 songs. They all have something in common. You listen to it figure out what the connection is, and the first person to give me a correct answer during the sixth song mm-hmm. wins a prize. Today I gave away a copy of Moulin Rouge on DVD and Munchkin. And I'm not sure I want to say what the connection was, because people might want to go listen to that episode in the video on demand on Twitch and see how they do.
That's great.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were doing this. This is brand new? It's like a new thing?
It's brand new. Like I tried it last Friday and it worked, and it was like, all right, you know what? I can get in, do this, not have to do all that prep work and editing and stuff that I do for the regular show. I'm not putting chapters in or any of that crap. And it's great. You know, it takes me 30 minutes to record it. Takes me maybe 30 minutes to prep it. And I haven't uploaded the show yet, but I imagine it'll be pretty quick to upload as well.
It will go. You maybe, did you already say this? You're going to put it on the cover.
I think I'm going to try and put it on the feed. Here's the thing. John Funk, our friend of the show, John Funk, set up my website to make things super easy for me doing numbering shows and having separate bonus tracks and regular episodes.
Yeah.
And I'm worried that if I put this show up, it messes up the numbering of all the other shows. Because right. I want this to be treated separately, but I don't mind it being in the main feed.
He could probably tweak it, right? Give you a little tweak.
Might be able to. He wrote a lot of PHP code to support it. So
yeah, that guy's smart.
He's super smart. He's the smartest.
Of all the Canadians, he's one of the smartest I've ever known. Sorry, all the rest of y'all Canadians. I'm sure you guys are fine. Yeah,
sorry. Sorry, Canadians.
Yeah, damn Canadians. All right, well, that's great. We're going to dive right into a thing we do. No Dan today, because he's got some hockey business to go to. I thought hockey season was over, but apparently he still has stuff. So he shall be with us next week. So in his stead, we're doing this.
App Slappy.
All right, time for us to review a couple of apps that Brian and I are using. We are iOS guys, but oftentimes we'll find something that is also on Android, and we'll push you in those directions accordingly. So, I'm going to start today with an easy one and an easy recommendation, and something that was supposed to happen a year ago got rejected and is back now. If you don't know what that is, and if you're intrigued, well, I'll tell you what it is. So you may be familiar with Valve. They make Steam and a bunch of video games.
I am familiar.
Yeah.
Sure.
Half-Life, Half-Life 2.
Sure, sure.
Dota, whatever else they do. Counter-Strike, everything. Anyway, mm-hmm. they, you know that piece of hardware they sold for a while called the Steam Link? It was like a little...
Puck. Yeah, I've actually got one of those.
Yeah, I did too. Because they'd have like sales, like $5.
I know. That was why I bought it. And personally used it 0 times.
Right.
But bought it because it was on sale, and now Tristan's enjoying it.
Well, so good. I'm glad you can use it. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's cool. You got a cool controller too. One of the best controllers.
Yeah, that controller's pretty rad. The Steam controller's cool. So anyway, it's a nifty little beast. And there was long rumored that they were going to be putting out an app that would do basically the same thing on your phone or your tablet. And they finally did. Now, I'm a little bit confused about whether... I think the same app got rejected by both Apple and Google Play, but you could still sideload it if you had an Android device. But it was the mainstream stores were the ones that had said no. Or what happened is Apple banned it, and then they just... kind of, not banned it, but rejected it for... I can't even remember what the reasons were. And then Steam backed up what they wanted to do. And then resubmitted it. And they've just put it out. So this week, they got it done. It took a year. I don't know why. And I'm happy to report, it's kind of flawless. It's really cool. So all you got to have, you can use a Steam controller if you have one, like the one you were talking about. Or any phone-compatible USB controller.
Okay.
I think
NFC, do you know NFC works?
That I don't know. I know it works with... Okay. You know, the MiFi standard, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. I have a Nimbus something from, I forget who makes that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah. I have one of those, but I think PS4 controller even works. I'm not 100% sure on that, so don't...
Okay, cool. Count. But you do that with it. That one you do with USB. You just plug the USB into the top and...
Well, in that case...
No. Oh, it would be Bluetooth.
Yeah, it has to be Bluetooth. Yeah. So whatever your controller is, it has to be Bluetooth. And so
you do that, or you can use on-screen controls. I don't recommend it because it's not optimal. It's just, you know, like, dumb. It's kind of dumb. But if you had to in a pinch, or if it's a touch-friendly game, you'd be fine, I guess. But, you know, touchscreen controls, we're trying to get away from those. That's the whole point of putting your Steam stuff on here. But basically, it just mirrors exactly what your Steam library is. And I played Assassin's Creed Origins for like an hour with a controller, and it was great.
On your iPad Pro? Oh, that's awesome.
It was great.
That's so cool.
And it looked really good, and I'm running off just Wi-Fi in the house, and I didn't have any problems. I was doing something like 65 megabits per second, consistent up and down. They need, I forget what they said as a need as a minimum, but that was my quality, and it was like just cranking. I had no latency. It just felt great. So I may never leave the bed, is what I'm saying. Because now all of those games, I have 1,000+ games on Steam.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm not playing them all, obviously, but anything will mirror. You just mirror it over there, and that's bam, amazing. You're playing
doesn't matter if it's Mac or PC or whatever.
No, Steam. Yeah, it doesn't care as long as it's on your network. Cool. It uses the same protocol. So Mac. So
I'm
Mac with Steam.
Two things on here. I'm seeing Steam Mobile, but I'm seeing Steam Link. This is Steam Link.
This is Steam Link. That is correct. So okay. The Steam Mobile app is like a purchasing app. It has
and who's playing chat probably.
Yes, it's like a little version of Steam to keep track of who your friends are and friends list and all of that. This is something different.
I know who my friends are.
Here's what I think probably happened. These are two companies. A year ago, I mean. These are two companies that both have a 70-30 revenue plan. Mm-hmm. So when Steam sells a game, they get 30%. The developer gets 70. That's the way they do it. That's why this big stink over at the Epic store is a big deal, because Epic's giving people way more money, like 83% or something. Oh, wow. And so Steam does the 70-30. Guess who else does that? Apple does that. So the entire App Store, no matter what you sell, either in-app or the apps themselves, Apple gets a 30% cut, developers get 70. Now, for a long time, that was perfectly fine. The problem is when you take two of these companies and you have one that may want to sell Steam games through the app, suddenly you're only going to get 30%, or sorry, you're only going to get 70% of that purchase, and then you make your other 70-30 split with the developer. It starts to get really weird. So yeah. I think because Apple is like really stingy on that, of not changing the way they do it, my guess is all the purchasing stuff just got removed, because now it's purely just a Link device. It's just connected over and go, and it doesn't let you purchase. The best I can tell, it does not let you purchase anything through it. Whereas like the hardware Link your son's using, that lets you buy a game if you want to.
Through okay. It. And it's it still has to stream from your computer, from your PC or whatever. But
you have to do that, yeah. That's part of the deal.
That's easy enough, sure.
So you just have to have your computer on. You do a one-time code thing, and it's a little four-digit code you put into Steam, and it says, okay, cool, you're authorized to stream to this thing. And then on any mobile device, Android, iOS, you're good to go. And then what else was I going to say about that? Oh, there's rumors. I don't know if this is ever going to happen, but there's rumors that they would like to put a similar app on people's Xboxes and PlayStations. But I cannot see PlayStation or Xbox.
Yeah, maybe, I feel like that would be a little
Xbox.
Competition.
Xbox might, because Microsoft's, you know, they're more PC-friendly in general, lately especially. They do all kinds of cross-play, so there's a possibility there, but I don't think Sony ever does freaking that. There's no way. But yeah, Apple doing it. Oh, Apple TV as well. Forgot to mention it.
Oh,
so
that's cool, too.
So that's like your little Steam Link as well. So that's pretty cool. Nice. MWK1309 in the chat says App Store sales have to be charged or changed.
Changed.
No, this isn't. It doesn't now. Now this doesn't require any of that. And besides, you know, if Valve was looking to make this a way for them to sell a bunch of games, I don't think it would have been that anyway. This is for nerds who want to stream their game they already have. Mm-hmm. It's not a store. It's not meant to be. So anyway, I like it. I think it's really cool, and I'm impressed with how efficient and fast it is. It's also just very simple. They don't, you know, make you jump through any weird hoops to make it work.
And latency, no issues with latency. I guess not, because it's probably...
I mean, not that I notice. I'm sure there's some, but I don't notice it. Mm-hmm. So it's like any of these streaming techs. It's like, you know, there's some levels of latency, but it's impossible for me to tell. I mean, you have latency with your wireless PS4 controllers to your PlayStation. Mm-hmm. People don't notice it, though.
Yeah, because it's so minor.
So anyway, cool. I am very I'm very excited about the future of the tech itself, but in the meantime, this is just a great way to extend what I already have. So I like it. And I'm a big Steam guy. I love my PC. I play tons of PC games, and this is a great way to play them in, you know, comfortable places on couches where I'm just sort of being lazy or whatever.
Or in bed. Just say it. Admit it.
In bed. In bed is what I mean. Yeah. I'm going to end every sentence with in bed.
In bed.
That's right. Cool. So that's mine, Brian. You should check it. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. People should try it out.
I've already downloaded it. I'm going to pair it up as soon as the show's over. I got to go find my Steam controller because it's somewhere around here.
Chatroom says Sony's next gen online streaming program or platform will be powered by Azure, which is Microsoft servers. I don't think so. I'm guessing that whatever they do will be powered by Amazon's web services because Amazon's not doing anything competitive-wise, so why not use them instead of Microsoft? Anyway, sorry, go ahead. You were saying.
No, that's all right. I'm just seeing if I've got that controller. No, I've got my Amazon controller. I've got my Switch Pro controller. Got my DualShock, but I can't find my Steam controller over here, so I think it's in another part of the... in another part of this room. All right, so my pick is one that I accidentally found while I was looking for a game that I was thinking I was going to review for AppSlappy. And it's funny because it went and found it on, well, I'll even go further back. I found a deal on it for the Oculus, for the Go, and I was thinking, oh, you know what? I'm going to see if there's a version of this available on the iOS because I think that'll be a better way for me to play it more than if it's on the Go. And sure enough, it was. But then it says also part of this bundle. And I'm thinking, oh, well, I'll save money if there's a better game or another game in here that I also want. But long story short, too late, I ended up getting the bundle. And I've been playing another game that came in the bundle before I've even tried the original game that started all this. So let's get to what it is. It's called Roll For It. And you and I were talking about wanting a really fun Yahtzee-style game that maybe isn't necessarily Yahtzee.
Sure.
Because we missed that Motion X Dice game, which was a blast.
So good.
Yeah. Well, this is similar. It's probably closer to, oh, what was it? It was there was a few games that came out in the 90s where you had that came with like a little dice rolling platform, Sharpshooters, I think it was called.
Okay.
And you'd get dice and you'd get a card that says, if you get all these dice, then you can have X amount of points. And then you'd roll and try and get the things on the card. This is like that. It's called Roll For It. And you've got your set of six dice. Your opponents each have their set of six dice. And you flip over three cards. Each card has a difficulty rating and then a set of dice that you have to roll and get.
Okay.
And you roll your dice. Let's say the card says 5, 5, 6, 6. So you need 2 5s and 2 6s to get the points from that card.
What's this called again? I'm going to look it up while you're talking. What was it again?
It's called Roll For It.
Roll For It. Okay, keep going.
Yep. And you roll and you get 2 5s and a 6. It's like, all right, well, I don't have enough to close out that card, but I'm still going to put my dice on that card. And all I have to do is with my three remaining dice in my next turn, maybe I'll get that other six and I can get the points on that card. Then your opponent gets to roll. Basically, they do the same thing. They can close out a card while you have dice on it. You don't lock them out, basically, but it does increase your chances of closing that card out in the next one. The fewer dice you need to get on that card, the fewer points you get from it, but the more chances you have to like wipe it out, move on, get a new card. Really, really simple. Like, that's it. Those are all the rules of the game. For whatever playing it, and you can play it multiplayer with other people around the world via Game Center or some, maybe it's an online thing, a service through them. There's AI, you can play, you know, just plain old AI.
How's this apparently, I'm doing some looking while you're talking, it looks like it's based on a board game.
It looks like it is, and I've never heard of the board game before, but yeah, it's
here it is. There's an actual physical, so graphically, I'm having a hard time telling graphically what this... It looks like real dice.
It does look like real dice.
Little photorealistic dice. That's cool.
They're just, random. Or they're 3D model dice that... it's not like Motion X where they really felt like dice. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they move and bounce in ways that's like, all right, well, that doesn't feel like real physics. But regardless, it is... it's still a blast. And the ways you can do multiplayer, like I said, you can either do you versus AI, or you can do pass and play if you want to play with somebody near you and just hand it around back and forth, or you can play with people online. And the game takes about 5 minutes to play. It's perfect.
Another thing I look for in mobile games. Oh, here it is. Yep. $2 looks like. Cheap.
Yeah, or you can get it as part of a bundle with another game called Tesuro, which is the one that I was originally planning on checking out for AppSlappy, but I'll check that one out for next week.
So you haven't, that's funny, so you haven't even tried that one yet, right?
I haven't even tried it. I have not even launched it, but watched the video and I said, oh, that looks really cool.
Yeah, I'm totally getting this.
It just looked like it was more involved than Roll For It, so I was like, oh, let's get Roll For It out of the way and just see if it's any good, and then I kind of got hooked on Roll For It.
Yeah, and there it is. Oh, this looks great. I'm going to play this.
Yeah.
I feel like we should always be looking for replacements for that old Egyptian dice game, because that was so rad.
That was great.
Yeah,
it was great.
I feel like somebody made it. Maybe the name of the manufacturer. Don't they do, like, they're like some kind of accounting software company or something.
I think so. Yeah, exactly.
They don't even make
Motion
video games.
Accounting.
And they did this one game, right, and it was incredible, and then they didn't make it again, and now it's lost to time, really, because it doesn't run on modern devices. Bums me out. Someone should just make, like, a computer version of that, or somebody should just do it.
Yeah. Or just make a new iOS app version, because it was just so, you know, it's a simple game.
Maybe we should. Oh, yeah, look at this. There's the box, even.
The game the game even has the box in it.
Yeah, I'll bet Dan knows this game. All right, I'm going to play that later. That looks awesome.
Yeah.
Totally up my cranny. Jerem says, TMSPM has turned into the instance. Yeah, not really. We have AppSlappy on PM. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, we like to talk about apps. It's fun.
You could just as well say TMSPM has turned into Boop.
Yeah, or any other video game conversation. Or you might more accurately say AppSlappy is what it turned into.
Right.
All right, I'm pushing this button.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
That's right. There's possibly
there
leaving
goes
soon.
Goes tweet. I miss the old Tazon Day intro.
I did too. Do I have that still? I have that.
You've got to have that.
Hold on. Tweet. Bird goes tweet. Do I have the whole one though? Let's see.
And you can always.
No.
I tweeted this a while ago.
Ugh. Can't even hear his voice without feeling gross.
No.
What was the final bit? Oh, it was Mitt Romney from back in the day.
Right, and you can always follow me on Twitter.
It's Metal
which
Man.
Still use for STMS.
When you have.
No, that's Energy Secretary.
Rick Perry.
Yeah, but he used to said, "I love Big Bird" or something like that. I don't know. What
that's right. That's right.
Because it was controversial in 2012 that PBS would be shut. We got to shut PBS down because they're the worst. Rah!
Yes.
So he was talking about it. Anyway. Let's do.
Jerk. He's a jerk.
Let's do your questions on Twitter. This is the Ask TMS hashtag, and we have a number of them. For example, this one here from Daniel Ferguson: how do you feel about the latest Batman news? Robert Pattinson and the shiny new Batman. So we talked about it a little bit, but I will add this: dude, what is making that movie is a favorite director of mine. Hmm. He did the. At least the last two Planet of the Apes. I don't think he did the first one.
Oh, okay.
And they're great. Like, his style is awesome. I think it'll be perfect for this. I forgot his freaking name. Originally, he was going to work with Dingledorff to make it, but then Dingledorff fell out. Affleck.
Affleck, yeah.
And so...
Yeah, Dingledorff is appropriate.
So I think he's got chops.
My favorite teacher at Hogwarts, by the way, is Professor Dingledorff.
I know, he was great. What did he teach?
His defense against light arts.
Yeah, it was a kind of an easy class.
Defense against the electronic arts.
Yeah,
that's
there
what it
you
was.
Go. Nice. Just don't buy their games. Good night, everybody. Go home from school.
Exactly.
How do you feel about it? I mean, overall, I guess you haven't really said. Do you have an opinion? Do you feel strong?
This is always something that it's like, okay, I guess, you know, we'll have to wait and see. If whatever they do, they deliver, they'll put it out, I'll watch it, and I'll judge it then. But prejudging it, you know, again, it's like I've got, I was really excited when I heard they were doing a Dark Phoenix movie.
Yeah.
The closer we get to the Dark Phoenix movie and the more I hear about it, the less excited I get about it. But I'm still going to see it, and I'm going to see how I feel about it. When the credits roll is when I'll know how I felt about that movie.
You got to judge for yourself, and that's right. That's how I it's feel like as well.
Two weeks from today, because it's the 17th. A week from today, because it's Memorial Day weekend that thing comes out.
My kids all saw John Wick 3 last night.
Yeah.
And we're losing.
How did they beat you to this?
It was Nick's birthday, and we were on baby duty. So Taylor, Dylan, Carter, and Nick were going to do a big sibling movie thing while we watched the kid, which I'm not complaining because it was great. He's just delightful, and we had a blast making him laugh and all that. But yeah, they got to see it first. So I'm going to go. Kim and I, we think the soonest we can either go is either late Saturday or like Tuesday or something. Mm-hmm. But we're going. Mm-hmm. And the kids loved it. Cool.
Yeah, I've been hearing good things. And I'm really happy to say that Rocketman premiered at Cannes last night or a couple days ago and got a 4-minute standing ovation. So,
whoa, really?
So the bad reviews I brushed against, like I said, I thought it was Hollywood Reporter, wherever I saw it, apparently I misread it or it's bogus or whatever. So Rocketman, I'm back excited. I didn't know it was the same guy who stepped in when Bryan Singer, was working on Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, I didn't know that either. Same director, guy.
Yeah, same guy. So
interesting. Okay, here's
he's got a reputation for this sort of thing.
It's already got 20 reviews or so. There's some early reviews, and it's doing great.
Does?
Yeah, we're in the 90 range, so that's good. Taron Egerton is Elton John. Jamie Bell's Bernie Taupin. You probably know these names. I don't know who these people are.
Bernie Taupin is the guy who wrote all of Elton John's songs.
Oh, okay,
basically.
Cool.
He's the, yeah.
Richard Madden, who played
the partner of Elton John forever. I think there was one album where Elton John went, said, "I'm going to go it alone." And,
yeah. Well, this guy, who's Richard Madden in movies? We just saw him in that Bodyguard thing.
Bigger guy. Right,
he was in Bodyguard, and then he was in the Game of Thrones before. He's the Stark who died a long time ago.
Yeah. He's Robb Stark.
Robb Stark. Jeez.
Mum.
Yeah, this they like it. Songs
and he's in
good.
Rocketman. Who does he play in?
He plays somebody named John Reed. Do you know who that is? Huh.
Who's John? I don't.
Yeah, I don't know who that is either.
But I bet he says, "Yes, Mum."
Yes, Mum.
Right, Mum.
Yeah.
Yes, Mum.
He says it to Elton John. That's who he says it to.
He says it to Elton John, yeah. Exactly. I think it's going to be a long, long time, Mum. Till touchdown brings me around again to find Mum.
Oh, this one they've gone R. I thought this was PG-13 like the other one.
Nope, because there's a little bit of gay sex in it.
Sweet. Bring it on. I mean, it is Elton John.
Hard car porn.
Hard car Elton John porn. All right, well, that'll be a thing to watch.
Get to see his little Rocket Man.
Great. Whoa. Fantastic. His candle in the wind. all right, let's see. Speaking of John Wick. Let's see here. Okay, that was a good question. Thank you for that. Here's this one from Brody Morrison, who says, "What if the dry land from Waterworks was the land from Mad Max?" Waterworks. I think it means Waterworld.
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
What if the dry land from Waterworld was... Oh, the... is the dry land in Mad Max, so the two are in the same universe. He's trying to make your head explode, basically, is what's happening.
All there. That does is make me excited for the idea, because that's a great idea.
Of course, yes, that's what he wants you to do. That's exactly what he wants.
I love that idea. So well done,
Brody. You're playing right into his hands.
Yes. They pull me out, I get right back in. Monica Nicole Face. Oh, sorry, Monocle Face.
Sure.
I did it again, even with her nickname. Says, if you had to live the rest of your life as a Blizzard character, who would it be and why? Mine is Tracer for speed and British reasons. Mm. She says,
any video game character? Is that any video game character?
Any Blizzard character. Blizzard specifically.
Blizzard character.
Yeah. What would you do?
Ooh. Yeah, it would definitely be somebody from Overwatch. But which one will it be?
Yeah, because everybody in Warcraft's always about to die or have something
exactly.
terrible.
Exactly. I'm certainly not going to be Mancrick.
No.
I'd be mankrick because he's single again. Yeah. Single and loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would...
I don't know who it would be,
though. I don't know. Tracer's such a great one.
Yeah, it's hard.
Because flying would be epic. Reaper. I think I'd want to be Reaper.
Okay.
Reaper's cool.
Reaper is cool. Yeah. I'll give you Reaper. I'd say Junkrat, except he looks like he's in pain a lot, and he's crazy because of it, so I don't want to be that. Yeah. Maybe Bastion, because then I'm just a robot. I can shut down and not have real emotions.
You want to be a robot?
I don't know. I want to be a snowman.
I don't want to be a robot.
KFC, for some reason, used our hashtag. What's this about?
Oh, no way. Really? Ask TMS?
Yeah. Or is this just an ad? Oh, it's just an ad in the feed. Never mind.
Okay.
That was really weird. All right. How about this
Ask
one?
Ask the man. Sausage.
It does say something in there about pot pie, which is, you know, very Game of Thrones revelant. What am I trying to say?
Hot pie. Yes.
Hot pie. Oh, it was hot pie, not pot pie.
Hot pie, not pot pie. Yes. Maybe it's hot pot pie.
Hot pie is going to be on the throne on Tuesday. You watch.
There you go. Yep.
In Fury Road, or no, sorry, Peter Fisher asks, with Grumpy Cat's passing, do you think the Trek nerd is ready to take the number one spot? If not him, who?
Wow. Yeah, I heard about Grumpy Cat passing.
That's sad. But it's normal.
We knew this time would come.
That cat lived a nice long cat life.
Totally did. Yes, and lived a better life than you or I will ever know.
cat was worth more. It's worth more dead than you and I are alive combined, plus about 50 more people or more.
Totally, yes, exactly.
It's ridiculous.
Wow. It's going to be between Free Hotel Room and Daryl. It's one of the two.
Yeah. One of these two.
I'm saying that because Free Hotel Room is in the chat room today.
Oh, is he in there?
Yeah.
Is he throwing shade at either of us?
No, actually he was... He was saying something nice about we can't be poop jokes all the time or something like that. So.
Oh, yeah. He says TMS can't be 100% poo stories. We would get tired of that after a while. Mix in an app review, I say. And then later he says, don't get me wrong. I tune in for the poo. I'm guessing we all do. Yeah, he's a little more approachable these days.
I know.
Nice.
I told you I'm going to have coffee with them in July.
I cannot wait for it.
I'm going to get a selfie because he looks just like Brad Pitt. According to his Twitter icon, he looks identical to Brad Pitt. So I'm excited to get a selfie with him.
Yeah. What if he's like a three-headed, one-eyed, scary monster? And like, he's not going to be anything like Brad Pitt.
Right, exactly.
Baloney Ninja says... In Fury Road, where do they keep getting aerosol cans of chrome paint? Is there a paint can town producing them? Do they explode if they get too hot? Is paint can town using a gas-powered fridge to keep them cool? Well, Baloney Ninja, I have a theory. I think they're very rare, and that's why they're important, because the rarity of them is part of the deal, and I think every war boy's dream is to have both their own wheel, which is how they drive, and get to drive. And also, I think they have a can or two in every vehicle, because you never know when you need to enter the gates of Valhalla and look shiny and chrome.
There's actually a 24-hour Sherwin-Williams, too, just down the way. Just north of the ginormous sand hurricane that's...
All right, I'll go with that. That's fine. That'll work for me. But yeah, they need to be ready whenever they need the need arises. So in every case that it was used in Fury Road, they had a can in the car.
Right.
So the guy that got stabbed through the head up top that decided to jump off with the two explodey sticks, they reached up and handed him the can from the cab of the car. Same thing for when what's his name's driving out in the storm, Nux, and he pulls out a can and does it in the middle of the thing because he thinks he's going to die in that storm. Same deal. He had it in the car. He didn't have it though toward the end. Remember that when he ends things so he can take out Rictus, he doesn't spray himself then because he doesn't have any in that car. It's not his car, or it's not his truck. So
I don't watch this film as much as you do. I don't remember. Sorry. So you're saying, basically, you're saying the paint cans are as ubiquitous in the cars of Mad Max as those 100-page, 200-page maps that you find in every car in California.
Yeah, it's like a Bible in a hotel. You just have them.
Yeah, right. Right, exactly.
You just have them. So it makes perfect sense to me, Baloney Ninja. Paul Black asks, do you have... Paul Black, mall hack. says, do you have any favorite new but old-timey style podcast that you listen to? I assume he means like old-timey radio drama or comedy or something.
Oh.
No, I listen to a lot of old-time radio, but it's like streaming stations and things. They're not podcasts. Like, here's one.
Just on the two top stories so as to let the moon go by.
And when I do pre-show, nice. That's what I'm playing.
Yeah.
It's just a live stream, and I get that from, I forget where it comes from. There's tons of them out there. You can search for them. But,
The only comedy thing that that I listen to, I don't have a lot of free time for listening to shows, sadly. The more shows you make, the less time you have to listen to other shows, sadly.
True.
But when I'm not listening to a couple podcasts about gambling or Las Vegas, I'm listening to Comedy Bang Bang, which is, if you haven't checked out Comedy Bang Bang, it is one of the funniest things. They've always got a guest or two, and the first half of the show is Scott Aukerman interviewing the guest, and that's always pretty funny. But then the second half of the show is them doing some crazy improv with characters that always descends into madness, and it's usually like, oh yeah, she's that actress that I've seen on like 8 of these shows, or they had not Rosario Dawson. There was an actress who had a new show about a bar in her backyard this last fall, and I can't remember what it was called.
Mm.
But really, really funny. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Not old-timey, though.
No. But they're renowned for being as good as they are.
They really are.
Don't they even have like a show now or like a deal with the streaming service?
Yeah, there's a TV show. TV show I don't find nearly as funny as the podcast.
I don't know. It's something with audio, man.
Yeah, and the TV show is staged, whereas the podcast obviously is unscripted, and that's what makes it so good.
Yeah, that's a good recommendation. I'm the same way with like how many shows I have time to listen to anymore. Mm-hmm. I make for every one that I make, it's like three that I can't listen to.
Right. Yeah.
It's weird. But thank you all for choosing us. Thank you for choosing TMS as your airline today. We know you have options, and we appreciate you flying with us. Here we go. This is a good one from Neil Patel to end it on. Oh, actually, sure. I got two of these because this other one's pretty good. Neil says, do you prefer a churro or funnel cake when you visit an amusement park? I don't like either.
Funnel cake.
I don't like either of those things, but funnel cake in a pinch. Yeah.
For sure. You don't like... Well, when you say you don't like it, you just don't like it because of the diet thing right now? Or you don't like...
I wouldn't eat it at a... It's at the park part that's throwing me. I don't like park-based food.
All right. Oh, let's unpack. Time to unpack this.
It's just always not good. It's just never good. It's like, you know, amusement park food is not top of the crop unless you're...
Where else are you ever going to get a funnel cake, though? Like, so is it just the fact that it's being made by someone who couldn't get a job at a McDonald's, or...
Well, it's a good point. I mean, kind of, yeah. Like, I just don't trust those places.
Like the standards of cleanliness are probably lower at an amusement park or a carnival than they are at...
A little bit, but they're also really easy to make. Kim's made them before, and they're very good. I mean, and
Kim has made home funnel cakes?
Oh, sure. Yeah, multiple times. It's not hard either. They're really simple to make, but you're right. You only ever see them at, like, fairs and stuff like that. If it's a fair where it's like focused on food and it's very foodie-ish and fair, sure, like not your standard fair, then no problem. And also still funnel cake, like funnel cake every time. I guess what I'm saying is churros are gross is what I'm saying. And it doesn't really matter.
I don't mind a churro, but you give me the choice of those two. The problem with churros for me is that they are, by their very nature, covered in sugar.
Yep.
Like they are a fried dough, thing that you poop out of a caulking gun.
You've made them. You know, you had to do them back in the day.
Yeah, back in Taco Bell days. Well, we never had churros, but we had the cinnamon crispas, which back then were or no, what were they? So we had the Cinnamon Crispas, which were the tortillas. And then we had these other things. I guess they're still making those. Mm-hmm. The cinnamon whatevers.
Yeah, whatever and, those are. They're food, yeah, whatever we those think. Are. We think
but
they
are
food.
They are practically, I mean, you're basically shooting a caulking gun over a deep fryer.
Yeah. I not a fan of just kind of fried park foods in general. However,
yeah.
If you tell me there's a big old footlong hot dog available at the park or the fair, great. I'm in. So I seem to contradict myself because
really?
That
so
should
is
be
it
gross.
Just the sweets at the.
I think
where's
so.
Where's the line?
I think it's okay. The sweets and it's deep fried stuff. I don't trust it.
So deep fried Twinkie, you wouldn't do.
No, unless I did it myself or someone I trusted. Not interested sure. in that at all. But sure. I would do.
But a corn dog?
I'd do a corn dog, even though that's deep fried.
Ooh! Wow! All right. Well, yeah, I'm just still trying to figure out where the line is because they're doing. We keep getting the exceptions that prove the rule or whatever, you know, the
yeah no you might be right like maybe it is
it
a savory thing
deep
yeah.
fried and sweet is the seems like it's the so what about a frozen banana dipped in chocolate at a carnival? That's another carnival food that's not deep fried.
I've had that before and it was very good. I liked that. Okay. So I don't want a fried banana, but I would do a dipped banana.
Sure. So, okay, so that's it. So it's yeah. it's the combination of sweet and deep fried.
Yeah, I don't like it. It's oily and weird. I don't like when Kim makes scones, I don't even like the scone she makes because I don't like the combo of oily and sweet and sugary.
So, I love it because it's like we've made a little flow chart. will Scott eat it? And so yeah. The first thing is, am I at an amusement park or a carnival? And there's a yes or no path. And then the yes path continues, is the item deep fried? And then there's a yes or no path. And then is there the item sweet? And then it's like, yes. Oh, right into the dumpster is yeah. where that goes.
Yeah. No, I like your flow chart. We should make one.
Yeah.
I think that sounds pretty good.
I like it.
Thanks for your questions, everybody.
We got free hotel rooms approval, too. He says, see, well. This is good stuff. Yeah, Brian digs deep into Scott's psyche. Dig, Brian, dig.
Very good. One final one. Tony Abbott, who says, ketchup or ranch on your chicken strips or nuggets?
Oh.
Can I mix them? Because I do that sometimes. It sounds weird, but it's good.
No, that is good. Definitely not ketchup. Like, that's going to be one of my least preferred condiments. Unless there's ranch, and then I'll put the ketchup in the ranch. But if you're giving me barbecue, or you're giving me chicken strips, barbecue sauce or mustard...
Anything but ketchup by itself. Now, if these are fries, ketchup's fine on fries. But
totally.
I cannot do the ketchup on chicken strips unless I'd have to be in zombie times to do that. Like, right. It'd have to be like, oh, that's all we got. Okay, well, then I guess I'll do it. Then I'd do it. But mustard, love me some mustard. Hot, brown, yellow. Don't
whatever
care.
It is, give
don't,
it to me.
Don't care what mustard you have. I love mustard. Big fan. I'd put mustard on almost anything and have. and I won't tell
and
you
that's all it. You put on a hot
that's
dog.
All well, I put on a hot dog. Well, no, I'll put other stuff. Like, I love a loaded hot dog, but I don't like ketchup on a hot dog and I don't like mayo on a hot dog. That's bad.
Yeah. No, if you're giving me a hot dog and saying you can only put one well, here's the thing. If you're giving me a hot dog and you don't have stuff like relish or chopped onions or things like that, just give me the mustard. I'm fine with that. But if you've got all that other stuff, I'm putting it on there too.
I got questions for Linda Cardellini in Endgame about her choice of condiments for hot dogs.
Yeah. That's not a spoiler. We can say that who puts mayo on a freaking hot dog?
Yeah, no kidding.
Which one of the Russos puts mayo on a hot dog?
and wasn't it the kid that said, how about mustard or whatever? Like, he's the smart one. He knows what's up.
Right.
Mom's talking about ketchup and mayo. Stop it. Horrible. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for your questions. AskTMS is the hashtag. You can use it anytime you want. But we usually collect these on Friday for our PM edition of the show, which we are ending shortly. Before we go, though, a reminder that you can support this show. The reason the fifth episode exists even is because you do over at patreon.com/TMS. I say it all the time. I don't want it to become too usual for people to hear in their ears because it matters. It's important. It pays the bills. It's patreon.com/TMS. For everything else, there's frogpants.com/TMS, so go check that out as well. Brian, let's play a song for people today.
Yes, sir. How about this one going out to Hendrick, who says, greetings, Milhouse and Nelson. Thanks for filling countless hours of commute and downtime with poop jokes and Brian. What else is there to wish? This one goes out to my friend Busty, who managed to survive yet another year. I hope that's a nickname, and I hope it's a flattering nickname. Busty, who managed to survive yet another year. Good job. Does Nora listen to TMS yet? Is it too early to meep the ship's phasers?
Oh, my gosh. Meep? Let's do meep since we haven't done that in a while. There you go.
Meep! P.S. Oh, ha! It explains right here. P.S. Busty is the phonetic version for the German name Basti. B-A-S-T-I, but it's pronounced Busty.
Oh, all right. Sure.
All right, good. I'm not going to... I was going to go to the Denny's and say, hey, Busty, can I get a...
oh, don't do that. Yeah. That'll end badly.
Make your own Grand Slam. Hendrick wanted to hear the song Comfortably Numb, and the version that he requested, this is a great one, by the way. Don't be afraid of the fact that it's kind of jazzy. This is some weird, awesome jazz. It's by a band called The Bad Plus, and I think the vocals in here are by Jenny Lewis, but she's not listed in the credits, but I'm pretty sure this is Jenny Lewis with Bad Plus. The Bad Plus is piano, drums, and bass guitar trio. And if you imagine their music as three parallel lines going along, right? You've got your drum line, your bass line, and your piano line. Mm-hmm. Imagine at random times one of those lines going crazy like a lie detector or an EKG or something. Mm. Blah, 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 like right off the rails.
All right.
That's what the Bad Plus is. You'll notice that the other two keep going with what they're doing. The drums and the bass go fine while the piano is going nuts or vice versa. This is really, really good stuff. The Bad Plus, their cover of Pink Floyd's Comfortably Numb.
We'll see you guys on Monday. Come back then now. You hear?
Hello. Is there anybody in there? Just knock if you can hear me. Is there anyone home? Come on now, I hear you feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax. I need some information first. Just the basic facts. just a little pinprick. There'll be no more. But you may feel a little sick. Can you stand up? I do believe it's working. Good. That'll keep you going for the show. Come on, it's time to go. There is no pain, you are receding. A distant ship smoke on the horizon. You are only coming through in waves. Your lips move, but I can't hear what you're saying. When I was a child, I caught a fleeting glimpse. Out of the corner of my eye.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
This place is weird.